up? Hey, how everybody doing? I mean, you gonna speak?
I mean, I was just gonna say something. I felt like saying.
Okay, so you. Anyways, y'all know that we always say what's up to y'all. Apparently, you know, Joe didn't want to speak, but
I'm not feeling social chaos.
It's your boy Tez.
Q.
Joe, what's up?
And we back again with another podcast. So today we're gonna get into it because we got a few things that we want to discuss. So this first hot topic been something that was getting a lot of traffic on the Facebook page. So I'm gonna let Joe go ahead and take care of it.
Yeah, so the internet has been in an uproar this week, talking about Haley, who will be taking the role of the Little Mermaid in the Disney remake. So we've got pretty much two camps right now. We've got one camp that is happy to see a young black girl, very talented, of course, taking over that role and is happy to see some more inclusion. You got another camp, feels like the animation was white and she should be white as well. So what do y'all feel like?
Tess, I'm all support of it. I'm sorry. Shawty can sing, she cute. I think it's going to be good. I mean, granted, the little memes that they've been having with talk about Little Mermaid having a little soul, I'm all for it. Because Aladdin was good. I don't see how.
Well, I've seen that movie three times.
I've seen it twice and downloaded the soundtrack, but we're not judging here. We're just having a conversation.
I'm judging.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Will Smith did good, by the way. But go ahead.
Okay. You ain't going no Robin
Hood. I'm for the casting. As far as the remakes, I don't like the remakes of classic movies, but I have been looking forward to just Mulan. But after the casting decision of this one, I'm going to see Little Mermaid. I want to see what they're going to do with it. I want to see how they're going to go with the other people in the movie. If they're trying to make this inclusion, then who they're going to cast as King Triton? Who they're going to cast as some of the other
people?
Put in
their beads though.
Yeah, who do you, I feel like if you're going to make this statement, are you going to make it all black or are you going to do like the Brandy Cinderella and just be like, you know, toss everybody in there?
Just an interracial. But like, they can't, like, the only thing with that one is that I feel like if they try to make it an all black cast, which I'm in all support of, just from your boy. But if they do that, I think that it's going to cause a lot of, that's where it's going to become real controversial.
I don't think they'll be able to do an all black.
They won't be able to, especially with a Disney movie like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll be like the Mer. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
She could be a mermaid. You can have black mermaids. Mermaids are not colorblind. You don't only see white mermaids.
So here's my beef, and I agree. Well, I go one step past mine. I'm not excited about any of these live remakes. Like. Yeah. Especially Lion King. Lion King is stupid.
Man, Lion King. This is stupid. I just watched the trailer.
Here's the thing. I don't want to see a live action version of anything that doesn't have people in it. Because it's still fake. It's just CGI instead of animation. And it's still 100% fake, 100% people. But whatever. Anyway.
Even though Danny Glover singing that song, though.
First of all, you just said Danny Glover, so I'm not even going to listen to you.
Not Danny Glover.
Glover. Thank you.
God.
Childish Gambino.
Thank you.
Donald Glover. Troy, I'm taking it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Danny Glover.
Shoot myself for that one.
All right. So here's my beef. I am all for more inclusion of races and genders and everything else in movies. Mm-hmm. I don't like when they just throw in something different to an established character because I feel like it's pandering to a crowd. I also feel like, and it's not as much the case in this because it's a mermaid. But I feel like when you just slap a different race, a different gender, a different sex orientation, whatever, on an existing character, 9 out of 10, it's not going to really be a true representation of that race, gender, you know, or whatever. You know, you can make Superman black. But if he still grew up on a farm in Smallville, in small town USA, it's not the same as a character, you know, give me a Luke Cage that grew up in Harlem, you know what I'm saying?
So we just have to filter in the stereotypes? Yeah. Did the keep? Okay. As long as you agree with
it. But see, here's the thing. Like, I'm not, you know, Luke Cage is heavy to the left, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's a hip hop soundtrack. He's in Harlem. You know, it's a Harlem experience. But the thing about it is that, you know, every white person that grew up on a farm, you know what I'm saying, either. But by having more and having, you know, more of those stories out there, there's going to be more opportunities for you to find someone that you personally connect with and connect with your lifestyle, right? But if we're just slapping a different color on lifestyles and experiences,
what about that aren't
ours, there are black farmers. However, that whole backstory was designed around and for a white person. So,
you mean, the you mean Superman?
Correct.
Superman. I was like,
he's an alien. In general, he's a white alien.
He's a green alien. You know what I mean?
He's still a white alien.
Not change colors. Okay, so he can be any color because he changed colors.
No, he didn't change colors. He's always been white.
He's always been white.
I don't think Superman was green.
No.
He was something.
He wasn't green.
He was white.
He was always white?
He was always white.
But he's an alien, though.
He was a white alien. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take that one. But what I will say is you also got to take in the time frame on when these movies was put out.
But that's fine. But see, here's
the Lemurman come out in 1989. Like,
and we know that. And we know that all these. But here's my thing. Like, don't make it Ariel then. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, give me something new. Give me something fresh. Don't just slap black on an existing character.
But it's not just an existing character. It's the main character, and that's why it means so much. Like, the thing is that if you just put the...
characters that your main character will be the main character. So don't remake The Little Mermaid. Give me something different.
But see, the thing is that right now, Disney's remaking all of their main Disney movies. So, I mean, they're doing, like, the live-action version of them. Mm. So the thing is that to be able to make their main character... black, that's saying something. Because if you just had the little random black mermaid in the background, it's nothing. She wouldn't even get no type of screenplay.
It's a mermaid, so it's not like... I feel like you can have this argument if they changed somebody that was cultural, like it was something cultural. Like if they made a white or black Mulan, then yes.
That'd be a problem.
But it's a fish.
It's a mermaid. Mermaids are fake.
They're fake. And then there was already black mermaids in the... the stuff.
Facts. So it was. If you go back to watch The Little Mermaid, there were.
It's not just a remake. It's a they're rethinking The Little Mermaid.
Facts. So are they really rethinking it, or are they just
going to make it? Yeah, because like if you want to go to Lion King, there's two new songs that we didn't hear. There's things.
But what do you want?
There was a new song in the last
one. I don't want none of it. If they're going to do it, make it be different.
But this is okay, let me say this. As a culture... and as ridiculous as it was, but I'll comment on that in a second. What did you appreciate more? You know what I'm saying? Having all of these other, you know, would you have appreciated a black Captain America, or did you appreciate having a Black Panther? Did you appreciate something that really, you know what I'm saying, that really, you know, tried to embrace the whole culture? I'm not from Africa.
But the thing
I didn't connect to it on that level.
But the thing is that Black Panther, because you got to also go back to the comics. Black Panther was always black. Black Panther was never white.
Correct, which is why his backstory and everything else aligned with that,
right,
which is why it was a genuine character and not just pandering to a crowd.
But it was a genuine character based on reality.
I have never
talking about a main character that's still fictitious.
Okay, first of all, a superhero in Wakanda was not reality.
It's not. I'm just talking about
Wakanda forever.
It was an African nation.
I don't care what you say. And now that the people can see me, they know.
A Black Panther that's white in the middle of Africa. Like, so it has some basis in reality. Just like you told me Superman, who was a superhero in the same reality, different versions of it, he had to be white. So it's still based off reality. If you want to go Superman, lived in a farm, all that. So I can say Black Panther is an African. He got to be white. Just like you can say Superman has to be white. Black Panther got to be black. Just like you can say Superman has to be white. But you're talking about a mermaid who's a fictional character, right? And then we're not going to go
into... She don't have a culture. Little Mermaid don't have a culture. It's different where if you was to use like Jasmine from Aladdin, we know that took place.
You talk about Aladdin.
Hey, shut up. It happened in Saudi Arabia. We know Arabian Nights was an amazing song, by the way.
Hey, first of all, it didn't hit like the original.
It did not.
Goodness.
It did not. Flex like you didn't agree. Exactly.
I listened to the original, but he still did a good job. He touched my soul.
Are hitting like the original song.
The thing is that nobody's trying to they're not trying to compete. All it is a remake. Because you got to understand, we grew up with these songs. These new age kids, they don't know these songs. They don't know. They don't. There's nothing for them to connect to it.
And you know what's wrong? They didn't get raised by these songs. That's the issue.
That's the problem.
That's the issue. That's why we got face tats and little Xanaxes all over the place.
I'm gonna say that's the issue. Like, if they would have the real. I'm not gonna say Disney. Them not growing up on Disney is the issue. But
so what you got? So you want Ariel to stay tonight?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Y'all want to give me somebody of a different
race? We're going to go ahead and now, talk about it on the page.
What happened if she... I got to see how she
does. What if she was Asian?
Character. And everybody from Disney is backing her. Asian mermaid? Well, I'm okay with it.
So you more okay with an Asian mermaid?
I'm okay with anything because I don't really want them to remake it at all.
Okay, okay.
But if they're going to remake it, let's
put a little black magic on it. No matter what the race is, okay. I don't want... You know what I'm saying? If you want to make me feel included, if you want to make a character that's going to represent me, make a character represent me. Don't take a character that represented somebody else and then try and pander to me by making me feel better about it. By
slapping. Okay, when you say that, I don't really want to get out the tongue. The representation of the character is not just their race. It's what they meant to people. They could be a black princess, a white princess, because the little girls who are looking up to that see a princess. They don't see race. So us, adults are the one that's making it race. It doesn't make it. Oh, that's a white princess. No, like what happened to the black girl who liked the original Little Mermaid? So just speaking
on that, do you realize that Facebook group had 42,000? There was 42,000 people in that.
I joined that group too.
You joined it?
Oh yeah.
There was a bunch of people that joined you just to see, but there was 42,000 people in that Facebook group trying to shut down and was just 100%
against. Just based on like, I want a white area. Not, she was a musical princess.
They don't care about none of that. All it was, they're
big. I really don't know how the story goes. It could have been a long time. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't remember. But.
So you fighting for a story you don't even have connection
again, to? I'm not a white girl mermaid. So no, I don't have a deep connection with the Little Mermaid.
I mean, you fighting for however, the white girl mermaid.
You fighting real hard for the white girl.
I just like to fight. Okay. I'm just not a fan at the end of the day.
Okay.
If they want to give me something, give me a Black Panther. Give me somebody that represents me, you know, from, you know, if I was Asian, I would want a Mulan. I don't want an Asian, you know, and not to say that every thing needs to be, you know, deeply culturally based. You know, I don't need every black person to be from Wakanda, to be, you know, from Nigeria, to be from, you know, African. But, you know, don't just slap the race on me. And then, you know, we deserve to have something. These little girls that want something, they deserve to have it across the board. They don't deserve to only get, you know, one area movie. But if I want to look at any of the, you know, I want to be a mermaid when I grow up. But no, all these other 10, 15 movies are all that, you know, any show she's been on. You know what I'm saying? You lose that whole background versus them actually building a character, establishing it, and then it being... You know, somebody that these little girls can identify with. So I just don't like it when they try and just switch it up in the middle because it feels like pandering to me. It feels like, you know, it's just funny. It's a money grab. I don't like it.
Okay. So I feel like we're going to just have to agree to disagree. But we're going to take this conversation to the Facebook page, just see what everybody else got to say about it. Because obviously you're not going to agree with us. I'm all in support of my sister.
You don't know how to say it first.
Kaylee! I can't say her last name. Right? I don't know if it's Bailey or... We know who she knows who she is. Congrats to your role.
I think it's a good casting, right? She might have won this role just for being the best person that can sing the songs, however they want to sing it. Because they're, you know, it's a musical.
And then she's Beyonce's protege. That she gets points for that. I'm sorry, she does. I mean, you got to talk about the musical war. I'm not saying that I'm not part of the Beehive. I'm not 100% a Beyonce fan. But you got to understand, when it comes to music, if she can play the role and she can hit the ranges that they need her to do, she deserved it.
Shout out to another, before I let you go.
To all the red-haired little girls that just lost out. Go ahead, though.
Man,
ahead,
whatever. Let's go ahead and move forward. Souls, bro.
If they're doing stereotypes, they steal souls.
We're going to go ahead and move forward. So our next topic was something that popped up on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Q, go ahead and take it.
Okay, so this is what popped up on the Facebook page. There's multi-level to this right here, but they're talking about how a got hard at the post office, tried to, you know, shoot his shot to a lady.
Brick score. 2019, shoot your shot, I'm all for it.
So pretty much he got the lady's address.
2017.
It was a long time ago, but still. He got the lady's address because he worked at the post office, got an address, wrote her a letter.
Uh-huh.
And this is what it said, right?
Go ahead.
Please don't think I'm a creep or anything. Sorry. Kind of don't have the right grammatical, like, punctuations. Please don't think I'm a creep or anything.
You
got to
play the role, though, so you got to read it like how he said.
I can't read it how he wrote it because it's bad. I already was judgmental. Please don't think I'm a creep or anything beautiful. It's just at the time you came to get your package, I really couldn't talk with you like I wanted to because my bosses were out. But I would love to officially meet you and get to know you a little better or something if I could. If it's not asking too much. P.S. Like I said, please don't think I'm no creep or stalker. But I like the guy at the post office with the dreads.
Like,
you're
supposed to say I look like the guy. Yeah.
No.
I am the guy.
I like the guy at the post office.
Like I said.
I'm the guy.
He's the guy.
I'm the guy at the post office with the dreads. Like I said, if it's not asking too much.
Why you ain't putting no light sauce on it?
You ain't even try to shoot your shot for 2019.
Here we go. Shoot your shot for 2019.
Like, I don't know what you're doing, bro.
There we go. Let's go.
Please don't think I'm a creep or anything beautiful. But
you can't even do it.
It's just at the time you got. I can't even read it. It's just so bad. At the time you came to get your package, I really couldn't talk to you like I wanted to because my bosses were out. But I would like to officially meet you to get to know you a little better or something. Mm-hmm. If I could, if it's not asking too much. P.S. Like I said, please don't think I know creeper. I'm no creeper stalker, but the guy at the post office with the dreads. Like I said, if it's not asking too much. Something, Sean. What did they block out?
I really want to know. But honestly, probably her name.
Now, it may have been a shot from, like, the free throw on the other side of the court, but you had
it. I don't know. Joel kind of read it with a little Steph Curry.
Okay, I mean.
That was Steph Curry with the shot.
Okay, there we go. So, we're going to go with Joel's interpretation of
okay.
that.
Okay. So,
just break it down. Story. Do you think it was an effective shot for this guy?
Nah, he a creep.
Yeah, you a creep. There's no way. Because the thing is that not only are you a creep, you got posted on Facebook. And you about to lose your job.
Now, hold on. She was trifling for that.
Definitely trifling for that.
But
you about to lose your job, and that's federal time because he could definitely lose his job. He can get sued. Bro, you can't mess with mail. That is federal prison time.
No, that's his own personal letter. He didn't put it on any mail.
But he got her address from her mail. You're dealing with federal stuff. You can't do that.
It does not matter.
You're dealing with federal stuff, meaning that
you can get people addresses by driving.
No, that's just like if you was to come to the bank and I was to pull up your personal information while you're not there.
That's the bank. You mail with the what your address all the way
that's
down.
That's federal mail. If you go in somebody else's mailbox right now and take their mail and let a police officer be sitting there, you going to jail.
You're saying a lot of stuff that's not that. Yes, you're going to somebody's mailbox. He got somebody's address.
He took privileged information from his place of employment and used it to
jail.
Shoot a shot at somebody.
I don't know about jail. He's losing his job for sure.
He's losing his job and going to jail.
Can somebody find if Sean's still working for whatever post office?
Sean ain't working. That's USPS. I can tell you that because FedEx wouldn't have snitched on him like that.
Here's my beef.
They go to the little symbol up top. So
here's my beef. I have a few. First of all, I need you to use punctuation.
What if it was like Jamaican or something?
And spell out words.
Because you know they use broken English. So what if he was spelling the way he was speaking?
Don't offend any of our Jamaican listeners.
No, we have a lot of Jamaicans. Hey, shout out to Asia because that's my girl. She's been on that IG page faithfully. But they know they speak broken English. That's part of their culture.
At least call the right thing.
There we go. But they don't spell all the words, right? It's not funny. That's Joe. We ain't hating on y'all. I love me some Jamaicans.
Here's my so, so, so I'm, I got beef with that. honestly, I would, if I was a woman, I would feel very uncomfortable with anybody that has taken my home address. Also, that has told me I'm not a creep two or three times. Like,
that's kind of
creepy. Is code word for I'm a creep, yeah, right? Like, like I'm stalking you, but don't
right now
tell anybody.
Right now, they have a movie about him on Lifetime about the people he's supposed to avoid.
Lifetime, like, who are you?
Everybody watched Lifetime when they was younger in the days.
He said right now.
I mean, like, to be
they were, there's, I'm saying right now there's a movie that was made about him.
Okay.
If you grew up with a mom that favorite ice cream with pecan, you
pecan is definitely my favorite.
I went up there, sat with mom and watched Oprah, and then we watched Lifetime so I could go to my friend's house that weekend. You know, it's a give and take. I learned that when I was young. I gave him some ice cream, sat there and watched some TV. Right, go ahead with your little friends, your little ugly friends. I'm like, why I gotta be ugly? But okay, I'm gone.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that was creepy. That was inappropriate. Uh-huh. Now, if I was in his position,
how would you have done?
How would you have shot your shot?
One of two ways.
Okay.
Now, if I had, I would not have been mad. If he slid her a note like that, that had less, you know, obviously that would be a little bit different. But if he had slid her a note, you know, say, hey, I can't really talk to you right now because, you know, my boss is around. Here's my number. You know, cool. Bam. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at, hey, bro, cover my thing for a second. I got, you know, catch her in the parking lot. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Either of those,
I would not have been mad at. But when you took the steps to pull her information and send stuff to her house, I'd have felt uncomfortable.
Because here's the thing.
You already there.
It's not because the thing is that you scan it and you drop it. So he had to go back to it. Plus, anybody who's been to the post office know that line is all. It don't matter what time of day is in there. That line's gonna be long. So you seen Shorty when she came through the door. You already had this.
Not the post office over there by Wesley Chapel.
Man, whatever. The one over there in Jonesboro, that thing stay packed. Yeah, so, anyways.
Come on, Jonesboro, the main one. That's the Atlanta. That's the hub.
Well, that one, regardless, post office still stay busy. Uh-huh. You still, before she made it straight to your desk, you seen her. So, you had times to plot and plan without writing the full letter. You didn't have to go back and pull her information and jeopardize your job. Because now, not only did she have information to blast you, you could have just shot in the parking lot. Excuse me. Blah, 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 this, and the third, called it a day. You would have known right then and there. You ain't got to sit here and wait 5 to 6 business days to find out whether or not you're going to get it. And now, Facebook know, you just took an L.
I don't think he's going to get it,
no, dang, no, he don't. He's not going to get it because they don't get Facebook in jail. So, no.
Okay. However,
I got a couple posts, man.
That's true. Ain't you been here for like 3 years? How did you know this?
Hey, shout out to my brother who's... Never mind.
I'm not going to say I wouldn't do that. Of course, I think everybody knows. And then people are like, oh, that was sweet. Man, when we did the post on the Facebook page, not on Facebook, but when we did the post on Instagram, it was like 73% said that they wouldn't date the guy. They wouldn't even, you know, feel comfortable going back to the post office after that. So
we had a girl right here said that this is how we miss out on the good ones. Nia Shepherd. Missing out.
Okay, good.
It's not on Allie said this. Allie agreed with her.
And then if you look at that thread, I was down there like, nah, that's not. Y'all ain't really about talking to somebody that's going to do that.
Yeah, 72% said no, they wouldn't. 28% said yes, they would. So there are still women out there.
A quarter. And then when they say yes, they hit up with the I think it was sweet. I wouldn't date them, but yes. So it wasn't all the way.
I mean, 1 out of 4 really ain't that bad for something that reckless, especially when you just 100% lost your job.
Plus, also, if you are an adult male above the age of like 14, I need you to spell your words and use punctuation. Like, it's not cute. It's not cute for.
We still had 28% that was okay with it, even though he can't spell. So
28% is not a.
At times, I feel like I'm getting. Personally attacked.
Okay. I mean, you can smell, but he misspelled little words. You can spell your, and you also
But I wouldn't.
Like, if he goes over like 5, 6 letters, I am going to spell check.
But see, he had time. This wasn't something he shot out because apparently he went home and stole her.
He took the address and went home.
He wrote it on the mail postage.
So he might have been at work trying to hurry up and do it because maybe he didn't want to go
into the computer database. He had a package right there, heard. He wrote a little separate letter, sent it. I mean, Sean, go out there and shoot your shot because shooters shoot.
I mean, I can't hire you, but I hope you find another job, brother.
Yeah, shoot and shoot. So if you out there, do what you need to do. Will I do it? No. Is it creepy? Yes. And guys, any guy that is confused about this, if you have to start off your sentence like,
I'm not
hey, Miss Lady, hey, Little Mama, hey, Shawty, I'm not a creep. You're a creep.
I feel that's like that's just like when you start off a sentence.
Like, don't say I'm not a creep and then also comment on how she looks. It just makes it creepy.
It just doubles up. Because anybody who's any type of intelligent is going to go straight to like the first thing he thought of outside of him being a creep was just like your image. All he was doing was captivated by it. I mean, granted, he don't know her. He just stole her information. So, I mean, he took the time.
So, everybody is agreeing. Like, we wouldn't do that.
I'm going to the parking lot.
You said how you would shoot your shot.
I'm going to the parking lot.
Since we all from Atlanta. Right, not you. But we from Atlanta. 3-1-3. You know, who's here? 3-1-3. You know, he from Atlanta. If you know, he don't want to claim it right now. Yeah. How do you address? You see somebody, right, out there. How you going to address it? Are you going to tell like, hey, I'm not a creep, beautiful? No. What's your opening line? Just to
I gotta read the room.
Read the room.
I read the room. I read the person. So I'm like, you gotta pay attention because every female is different. What you say to one, you can't say to the same. And so,
especially not back to back.
Not back to back.
Because that's thirsty, which is gonna be another.
Yeah, we gotta do the thirsty conversation.
The whole line with the same line.
You can't do that. it don't work.
Yeah.
But I like to read the room. I actually take my time and watch the person first, and then I wait for my whole
thing. That's not stalkerish. But go ahead.
Right. You call it stalkerish, I call it being observant.
I like the way you breathe.
I mean, I'm not going to do that, but see the thing. Okay, so take for it, and I'm going to be real quick about this. So say, for example, you at the bar.
Bar.
Everybody's at the bar drinking. You ain't going to just sit there, and the moment you see her, oh, she's cute, she's drinking, let me go talk to her. No. One, I got to at least know she's going to drink, because if you sit there and say, hey, let's take shots, and then she's drinking
something completely. So, recapping the
issue. That's right.
We all know the hey,
it's okay.
No. I didn't even think about that movie, but y'all did, so obviously it's a thing.
He went to the bar. What you drinking?
No. I'm not going to the bar. I'm going to her.
We've been at the bar.
But see, the thing, I go right up to him, and you know me. I'm going to go right up to her, and I'm going to talk to her. But the thing is, it's not as soon as I walk in and I see her. How many times have we been together, and I'd be like, bro, she cute. And I talk about it, and then finally, after a while, you get tired of me saying something. Bro, go talk to her. And then, after a few more drinks.
I am going to say, like, right now, do not think that I am the catalyst to happen anything at any bar.
Okay, so we're moving on. All right,
cool.
So, story over with. I'm over it. I'm not talking to you or y'all no more. I'm over it. Story over. We can talk about it later.
I understand. I'm the same way. Like, I think the easiest way is just be up front, introduce yourself.
But
you want to buy a drink. Guys, I don't buy drinks, you know what I mean? But
you spend it a check if you. That's not the go-to thing, because every girl, nowadays, girls want to say yes to the drink and you still get no play. I've seen it happen way too many times. And I got homegirls that, I'm not even going to lie, I actually got homegirls that I tell her, hey, go finesse that nigga, give me one too while you at it. I'm not going to lie. I'm that dude.
You bring me a drink at the club, like, I'm going to drink it, nigga.
I'm telling you. So if she tell me, like, hey, he wants to buy me a drink, what you want? Nigga, give me let me get a Long Island. If I can't do that, just give me a shot of tequila. Like, go. I'm pipping out all
of that. I'm a friend with the drinks too. Come around. Nigga, look at me like, oh,
yeah.
I'm a friend too, man.
Hey. I seen the dude that I seen her do it, and the dude looked at me and she handed it to me. I just hit that nigga with the dudes. I mean, I didn't know what else to say to him.
She's disrespectful. That's
what it is.
She would have bought the whole. She brought the whole team. Three dudes and two chicks drinks all on his tab, and I had a ball that night, and I bought two drinks by myself. She went around finessing her. I mean, because when you like that, most guys is going to, that's their thing. They're going to try to buy a drink. Why can't I come up on it too?
Nah, I don't know
too
many parties. Catch me outside.
Let's
move forward.
Yeah.
So, going on to our main topic, I know we spend a lot of time on the hot topics, but today's main topic that we're talking about is 20 versus 30. Your thoughts, I was so excited. I was, but then the moment I thought about it, I got to, as soon as I said that, I thought about me at 21 and I got ashamed of myself. And I was like, I got scared to sit there and try to tell everybody, like, but just today's conversation is just the growth, the progression of how you thought when you were 21 or in your early 20s to approaching 30 in your 30s. What was your thought process? What was your mindset, financial situation? So we're just going to go ahead and go through that. So starting off with your mindset, your Q, what was your mindset when you was just, say, 21? Freshly 21, what was your thought process? What was you focused on?
Drinks. I'm just, man, like 21, what did you think about it? It's just saying, like, you was just unstoppable. Like, you know, you felt like Superman no matter what you got into, especially since I was feeling myself when I really shouldn't. If I go back, like, thinking back now, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm a supervisor. I'm at UPS. I'm doing stuff. I'm getting training. I'm going
to nobody swing boxes like this.
Why? You know what I mean? Like, I was Mr. UPS. Like, you know, so you have different things that you were very, very proud of. It changed now, but just back then, I would say, man, I was unstoppable. Like, you felt that air. Like, you know, you were untouchable. At 21, bro, yeah.
You couldn't tell you nothing.
Yeah.
Because that's why it made me nervous. Because, like, when I thought about 21, by then, graduated from culinary school. I just started at Georgia Pacific. So, I was working at...
We got a camera.
I can't give you or them the finger right now because people can see it. Yeah. So...
You know what you gotta do?
Well, we got a live show coming. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and cook for that.
Man, y'all been talking at Yang Yang for 6 months.
It's gonna happen.
Until I'm eating wings, I don't want to hear anything else about it.
No, you want to do those hot wings? I ain't fooling with y'all on that. But anyways, so just started at GP, so I was over that whole childcare center. Like, that was my thing. I was putting out menus, so I had money. Had my own spot. You couldn't tell me. I truly felt invisible. Like, I was living all types of reckless. I didn't lock my door.
Invincible. Okay.
And did I not?
You said invisible.
I was that too.
That was a self-deprecation to slip out right.
But you couldn't.
I felt you couldn't tell me.
You couldn't tell me anything at that point in time. And then money was nothing. Like, it was nothing for me to go out and go to a bar and blow $100 as long as I had fun. And I think that was around the time Q came into the picture. And that was the time our whole goal was the Marietta takeover. We just moved to Marietta. The goal was to try to take over the city.
Oh, like $20,000.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of money that year.
The city chewed y'all up and spit y'all out. But go ahead.
Yeah. But Big Joy still is up. Big Joy was our thing. There was a restaurant that came in.
Yeah, Big Joy was fine.
We went in there, and every time we went in there, we ate good for the low low.
I think that's like at 21, you kind of, for me being 31 now, that was 10 years ago. At 21, because I think we got together at 23, 24. 21, I was staying by myself.
Oh, you was at 2?
So I was staying by myself. We was out there. I know, like, it just got even more reckless.
Yeah, I just got
like real. I was out there. So I was, I was feeling myself a little bit too much, and you feel like you have a grasp on what you need to do, like as far as money. You know, I was paying bills. I was like working, and I've always had like a second job. Even when I was 21, I was still in the kitchen. So I was at Waffle House then, and I was at UPS. And I still had so much time. And then a lot of my friends were still going to college, in and out of college. So we had so much time. So it just, you had a lot more time to be reckless and get into a lot more stuff. And at that time, you're not really thinking. I didn't think about the future. It was like, hey, what can I get in today? Every time, like, hey, what's going on tonight? Even when Facebook brings up your memories, I was ignorant.
I was you.
Ignorant. Like 21, ignorant.
I actually had a screenshot. One popped up. And it was just like, the post said something along the lines of like, these hoes want to try silly rabbit tricks are for kids. That's all I remember. And I was just like, God, nigga, who hurt me? I was upset and just bitter at the world. And it was just like, my mindset, my life was just, yeah.
Was that 21? When was 21? Like what?
21.
I was definitely being at 21 for sure.
So 21, that's 10 years ago. That was 09.
Yeah.
So that was 09. Nah, I was.
And then I was still kind of new down here because I moved out here in 2007.
It's 19, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to give a little slack.
Nine, maybe 10. Yeah. But regardless, I still just moved. I was out here. I moved out here in 07. So 9 was. Huh?
You were still new.
Yeah, so I still had that. I'm from Detroit. You can't tell me nothing. Freak Atlanta.
Okay.
It worked.
Which is what I'm asking you.
It worked. I was like, I
plead the fifth on the island. Hey. Whatever, I'm not gonna even go into that. That was a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
So 21.
That was 21. Just as far as your mindset. What about now? What's your mindset now?
Oh man, I am feeling my vulnerability. Man, I was playing basketball just the other day, and there's stuff that you know that you can get into. So that stuff, bruh. I was sitting up there like, come on. And it's a different mindset. And I was telling myself yesterday, like, I got to get out of the mindset, like, man, I used to do that mm-hmm. instead of like, oh, it's coming soon. I can get back to it because I think right now this is the peak of life where I actually know better and I can still do better. So you don't want to lose that, like, that small window of stuff. So just now I understand that I'm not invincible, but I'm still fighting it. I'm fighting not like saying I'm old, because, you know, we do a lot of stuff. We still got like flag football that we've been doing on a regular basis and stuff like that. And it's just like some of these young kids that we play with, like, man, just I need to stop saying like, oh, if you would have caught me 2-3 years ago, I gotta show them up now. So that's my motivation. And with money, I respect money now. Mm. A lot more than I did beforehand, and I'm just saying, like, what, you know, probably like just 3 years ago, I kind of got on the upside of some of the mistakes I made when I was younger.
You know, the crazy thing is just like, I remember reading a post that says that most people mess up the whole first half of their life and spend the whole second half of their life trying to fix the mistakes they made.
Oh, yeah.
And the first thing that I thought about was credit. When I was 21, I didn't care. Bro, go to the hospital. Oh, your bill's going to be... I don't care what you got to say that bill is. I'm not paying that anyway. Time out.
Still don't care about
hospital bills. First of all, who went to the hospital when I was 21?
Bro, my shoulder was done for at that point in time. My rotator cuff, I was getting surgery at that point in time. But I'm like...
That was 21. It was totally different for that.
Man, AT&T... I think I had AT&T in my name. And yeah, I had so many just random stuff on my credit. Around that time, yeah, I was shooting at like a 431 strong. Jesus. Yeah. and gave zero. zero Fs, because the thing is around that time, I made.
You come out the womb with like 500. Well, how did you do this?
You come out the womb like 500.
Yeah, you still a little light skinned. Yeah,
you still got a little bit of us holding your back.
But then it was just like, as soon as I started hitting like that 26, 27, and I pulled up that first score, and I'm like, so nobody wants to give me a credit card.
Nah.
You know how embarrassing it is to have to go to a bank, and they be like, well, after you give us $300, we'll give you a secure card because we need to make sure that we trust you. And the lady told me that, no. I give her $300, and I'm still only have a $300 credit card. Ain't no extra. There's no room.
They said we're going to give you a rush card.
Yes. This was before rush cards. I had no money. No credit line, no nothing. And then Capital One finally gave me a chance, and I think I freaked that up. Capital One gives it to you at 18. That's what first got me. You can't give an 18-year-old.
Bro, I think my
you
first
can't give me a free
I had a gas card.
I had $500 of free money. I was just like, I called all my homeboys. I was like, y'all, you know what? I got y'all. And just went swiping. I remember being out of town, tried to go swipe it, and it was like decline. And then what I did was go to the ATM, because you know you still can get a cash advance. Yeah. I hit that thing like 4 times and completely maxed out the card and said it was stolen.
Yeah,
It still went on my credit. No, definitely still went on my credit. Didn't get out of it.
And that's how you jumped into financial dealings with. This is what happened.
Hey, hey, but like, that, you know, that was, that's
you,
when I was just,
that was the one that, time out. You was the friend that we was balling out for.
Time out. Let's be 100%. Any of the financial mistakes me and Ted made, I enjoyed.
I'm sorry. I regret nothing. Because right now, without that time we... You remember when I just paid off my car and I went a month after I paid it off and pawned my title just to get an extra, what I get, $2,000? We got $2,000. We went and bought brand new suits and just went out and was like, hey, what you doing? It was like a random Tuesday or Wednesday. It was like, what you doing? And we going a hole in the wall.
Oh, no, that's
and weird. We talked to Gabe, bro. We spent about $200 that night just at hole in the wall.
What happened? So I left UBS, being at UBS for like 6 years.
Oh, you got right?
So I cashed out my 401k, right? Cashed out my 401k. Bro, when I said we bought furniture for the cribs, yep. We went out that night. It was
y'all destroying that furniture, too.
No, we didn't. We had that sofa.
No, that
can't. That sofa lasted.
Knife holes all over the door.
No, it was knife holes in the door.
In the door?
Not in the sofa.
Yeah, we didn't care about it.
We didn't throw knives at the sofa.
Need some sturdy.
They might be holding something for other reasons. Like, you know, people always had the keychains.
Right.
So,
keychains.
No, I'm going to explain this. I wear my keychain on my belt loop.
So, because you said we was moving forward, and I agree with the conversation.
So, like, I think what you were saying, like, we both made bad financial decisions.
Yeah. But now, a lot more cognizant of that. So, like, now I check my credit regularly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to...
43 up in this piece now.
No, actually, I'm north of 750 right now. I'm north of 750. Like, I came up in this world. I'm like, and the way I'm going, by the end of this year, I should be at 800. That is my goal right now. But I have, like, I actually have financial goals. Didn't have that.
Didn't have
financial goals when I was younger. It was just about making that money. As long as I paid all my bills off, everything else was just completely free.
Oh, then there's a camera there. We had 42 minutes.
Yeah, you got to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what about you? I mean, because for you, I know you got married younger. So, what was your thought process then compared to...
Financial, I definitely already had to figure that out very early. I think health was probably like the place where it hit me the most. Like, bro, you 21, like, anytime you get hurt, you're going to feel better the next day. You ain't, nothing is ever permanent. Like, you can put your eye out and you know that you're going to see tomorrow. Like, it's, you are concerned about none of that stuff.
Yeah.
But shoot, bro, you got to think about everything. Like, I know we at a dangerous age right now where we know we can still do it, but are you willing to pay the price?
Yeah, man.
Can I pick that up and throw it?
Yes.
And are you going
to
hurt
for a week? Do I want my back to hurt for a week?
Yes.
Not really?
Yeah. And you know the crazy thing? Because like even when it came to football, most people, everybody played. Everybody was getting hurt. Nobody really cared about getting hurt. Be out of work for about a week. Now it's just like, bro, I don't know if I can play because I got bills to pay. Like everything, your mindset completely changed. And just,
I know I can. If I jump, I know I can catch him.
But in the end of the thing,
but I'm gonna fall after that.
Yep. And that's what you are gonna feel the next day.
And I don't want to be bruised tomorrow. He got it. I tried. You gotta do a little. You gotta do like a little because they gonna judge you.
And neither
I will limp at work. I've been limping at work. Shout out to Layfield.
Bro, that man was braced up both knees and elbows one day trying to sit there and roll fabric. And I'm like, what happened? Bro, I played football yesterday.
All right, just go home. But
I didn't do money, though.
I don't know. I think I haven't. There's a lot of things that I know I have not matured yet. And I'm working. I'm at that balance point where I know better.
Yeah.
And I'm purposely not doing what I need to do. I know. I didn't need to play them last three pickup games yesterday because I wasn't walking right today till 12.
See?
But I still...
It wore me down because of holding the thing.
Yeah, oh, boy. I used to dog out people that wore knee braces. You come to the gym, I ain't warm up.
I'm going up there. I'm running 9, 10 games.
Going straight to the whole day.
Yeah, I'm going to the best. I'm going straight from the max.
Like, man, you, I was like, I'm going straight to the max.
Because that's where you're stronger, so you get out of the way early.
Look, yeah. I'm not even going to lie. Look, I will go to LA Fitness and I'll go straight to the mat. Do not let it be in the middle of the day when they're doing yoga. I'm going into the class. I'm not even going to lie to you. I sat inside of half of that yoga class and stretched with the, it's, yeah. And it's me and like 56, 70-year-old women. And I just sit there and smile and wave. And I go grab me a little spot in the mat in the back with my shoes off, toes out, stretch it. Because I know I'm about to get ready to squat. And if I do it wrong, I'm down the knee.
You said booty boot camp. Yeah, that's me. That's me. I'm in the back.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I would be definitely in there for the yoga class. If I use
this mat, that was 2 years ago. That, yeah. 2 years ago, right? Not 2 years ago. No, like a year and a half ago, I was deadlifting with him, right? And this is when I realized that I'm at that age where I can't do stupid stuff no more.
Who was
I
you? Think it was ego like, lifting like
480? Yeah, it was 480.
Oh, yeah.
It was 480. And then they was like, oh, that went up too smooth.
Yeah, he let one of the guys at the gym. Big, and that's how they always get him. Bro, big man, that came up way too easy. You and got that. And okay, then yeah. And he was like, yeah, you know. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, you got it, man. Yeah, you know, I kind of feel all right. Nigga, try to go up from that all for the next 2 weeks, bro. You know, my knee kind of, I'm still not feeling safe. My back still hurts. Yeah,
kind of mushy.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, my ankle, yeah.
But everybody still have that one. But you know what? I feel like the difference between
my ankle was mushy for a week.
I feel like the difference between like men and women. Women, I feel like women, when it comes to like the stupid stuff, they cut it out a whole lot quicker. Like even now. Like, my drinking, like, at 21, my recovery was nothing. So, I'm like, I could sit there and drink until 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, turn around, have to be at work at 6 o'clock, and I'm golden throughout that day. Now, if I drink past 11:30, bro, I'm feeling it the next day, and I'm mad, and I hate everybody I went to go drink with, and I'm at work hoping that somebody's about to hook me up to IV. Bro, so I can get me IV drip going.
Drinking or no drinking, I need all my sleep, bro. I be trash. Like ain't no going out, bro. If I'm not going, bro, I'm not leaving the house after about 8, 9 o'clock. Like I'm going to sleep because I have to. Because
that's all I'm doing.
That would be when I was younger.
I'm doing the math in my head. I'm like, I'm not going. No, like this is not.
But see, when you were younger, you also like, you tomorrow. When you were younger, you lived for the weekends. It was all about Friday, Saturday. Until we got to Marriott. Marriott had to change.
The minute I stopped working at UPS where I had to get up at 2 a.m. every day.
Was became fine. A,
it yeah. Was like, hold on, you telling me I get off work at 5, like I can do something at 9 and then still get up at 7 o'clock? I was like, man, yeah, but I still never
it was reckless
after like 9 o'clock.
Because when we moved in, that's when we discovered not only day drinking, but like those weekday specials. We had $2 Tuesdays. Welfare Wednesdays over at Hole in the Wall, where they gave free beer and wine. Like, we knew where all the drinking spots throughout the week was and when you could sit there and drink for free or drink for the low in the middle of the day.
Middle of the day, yeah.
And the crazy thing was just, like, a bunch of grown white folks doing it. And then it's just, like, we sitting there trying to do that and then still try to go out later on that night and just didn't go to work that next day. Hey, bro, you good? Yeah, man, I'm over here at UPS. You good? Yeah, bro, I'm at work.
I segued
over to Waffle House, and I was just like, yeah, man, I'm about to get ready to do this inventory. Yeah.
Like, now I can't drink all night and try to go to work.
I got
to
have a cutoff time on my drinking.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I haven't done it with this new job. I'm not going to say because all my people at Layfield listen to this podcast, but my previous job, I've maybe once or twice I came in there. After like 25, UPS.
But see, the thing with Lacefield though, even if you went to work under the influence, bro, it was so hot in there.
Whoa, Lacefield. Oh, what? Right. We don't do that.
Even if, bro, it was so hot in there. By the time you checked in, you already sweated out everything you had in your system. So you, bought, yeah. But I'm like, I know why I'm dropping Waffle House. I was through. You know how many times I sit there and made a...
Third shift, bro. You're not trying to be up there third shift.
You remember where they had me? That third shift was trash.
If you lit, the customer lit, you getting the tip.
You getting the tip.
And now they going crazy and you, like, all the way sober. You like, oh,
man, I'm not even going to lie. I remember when I was going through the little program, they had me working that third shift. Everybody was leaving the club. Folks came in with their flask. And one of the servers, you can't have that? And I'm like, whoa. Don't kill their vibe. Like, don't kill a vibe. And then somebody was like, hey, bro, you want to go? What you drinking on? I got tequila. He said the magic words. We went to the, told my other cook, go ahead and take over. And I went in the back and was sitting there drinking with random strangers. Yeah. And went back the rest of the night sitting there lit. That night, I think I put $30 in that jukebox that night. And we had music the rest of the night. All night long.
Like, those are the memories, like, when you was younger, like, you was crazy enough to do. Yeah, I was like that. I remember there's a picture floating out of me with, like, what is it? What's four twins? What's the four? Fourth set. It's triplets. Quad.
Yeah.
You was quadruple. Quad lady that came from a rodeo. Right?
Still four.
He said four. There's
four of them. Yeah. Four identical people.
Yeah, it's quadruple.
Quadruples.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, yeah. So they were four
legs. Twins, so that's like.
I mean, four identical people. Yeah, right?
Like, I
mean,
I got what you were saying.
Thank you. Four people, right? I got molested. But I got $120 for that table.
Oh, well, then you won.
We won.
Actually, you won twice.
They won to put every $25 in each pocket.
You said that they was trying to do what?
Yeah, they put all the money in my pocket. I was like, let me hug you. You know, they'll. Caucasian, it was probably a little fantasy. A big black guy.
Trash fantasy.
Trash fantasy food. You them. Get four women that look alike plus me, and I got paid?
For them.
Thank you.
Oh.
You're like, Bear, can I hug you?
Oh, you was going by the name Bear at that point in time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I always had a nickname. So they were like, can I hug you? I'm like, yeah. One hugged me. I'm like, oh, $25. Other hug me. Oh, $25. Other hug me. Oh, $25. The last one hugged me. I'm like, oh, 50. Oh, you got a pension there. That's 50. All right, cool. Good. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rodeo. So, but you know what I mean?
If they dropping money like that, they would have been mine for the rest of the night. I would have been following them like My Little Pony. Forget the rodeo.
I don't know. Like, there's white women, ropes, being black. You know, kind of.
Bro, that's you and.
Kind of. They would have found
it. It's over with, but I was about to say, shout out to Juneteenth, everybody who knows about Juneteenth, you know. True.
Thank you.
So here's my question. So we know that some of those things are good, some of those things are bad. So what areas do you think are better now? Obviously, you know, we would love to have that invincibility and that feeling that we had when we were younger, but What do you feel like has improved now that you are?
I got the one that everybody's been waiting to hear on. Relationships. I think it's a lot more stable now.
I didn't realize I was stable.
Right. Thank you. I apologize. You about to jump into a relationship?
Yep.
And we already at 5-1?
We're going to have to make that a Facebook. You think we can hit it real quick?
I don't think we hit it real quick.
Okay, well, we talk about that. I'll talk about it on the page as far as 20 verse 30 when it comes to relationships. But the biggest thing that I will say that has changed for me now that I'm older is that now I've always had like goals, but now it's just like set out a plan. You know me, if it's not in my calendar, it don't exist. My joint is so color coded right now, it's ridiculous. But if it's not, I plan everything, and financial, I'm in a whole lot better position. And so now when I want to do something, because I planned it and I've worked, I can get what I want to without being broke and definitely not going to the club or the bar throwing $150 to go drink. And I got a pension.
Like, bro,
I didn't have one. I didn't care about that.
If I had retirement, one thing is investing in my future, whether it's personally, like financially, I need to do more things about just fixing what my habits are. And at 21, you kind of excuse yourself from stuff, like just yourself. But now when you're older, you got to hold yourself more accountable. I think I'm doing that with some more stuff, like financially, I'm doing that. I've had a chance to cover over the mistakes I've made that we just talked about. And I'm actually in a good point. I'm talking about just my dealings and networking. I knew when I was younger what I wanted to do, how I like to network people. I like having involvement in the community about, you know, having a good group. Like, hey, man, let me do this. So just increasing that with the mindset, like, hey, I can make money from this. I can actually do what I need to do during my 9-to-5 and really pursue my passion during my 5-to-9. And I'm old enough to really be asleep at 10 o'clock. Because, you know, I got to go back and hustle for it again for the next 12 hours. So the invincibility is gone, but I think understanding that that's not a real thing makes you go a little bit more harder on stuff. Well, you know, stuff is fleeting, so you know, you try to make sure you make the best of what you got each day.
Joe?
Okay. I think for me, it probably would just be like the experience that you get. I mean, I know that, you know, as we get older, there's a lot that we may not be quite as happy with, but, you know, the experience that you get as you grow as a person is something that you don't get any other way, you know, besides getting older and just growing. So I think whether it be, you know, whether it be, you know, lessons you learn financially or lessons that you learn in your professions or whatever it be, you know, or even just dealing with people and growing there is definitely like, bro, I had no filter when I was 21. Mm. I was
What filter you got now?
Deuce. I have a lot of filter that I used to have.
I mean, Joe has gotten
you a lot. You were there for all of it. I don't know why you're talking. That's why I'm trying to act like what?
The thing is that you were always his best friend, so you didn't get as much as... I remember when I first came into the picture, I did not like this fool. He was not a jerk. He was an a-hole to everybody. Everybody hated Joe.
I'm really trying to see where things have changed, but...
Oh, no, I mean...
Wow.
I mean... There's a few people that like him. I like you. I like
people like Joe, but he still come off as
grade A.
Ooh, Danny, we didn't talk about this. Golly, you go ahead and I'm gonna finish up.
Yeah, I was like, I had one point that I thought about.
We're not talking about relationships.
No, we're not going to do that. Go ahead.
I think just in general the growth that you get over the last 10 years, you have to appreciate over being 30. So anything that you've given up. You know, over the last, yeah, I'm 31 this year, I'm 32. 32 next year.
Wow, 10 years, we're going to be 40, bro.
God, why are you playing with us?
Yeah, that's how I always thought about it. I'm like, man, I'm like, I'm halfway dead, my nigga.
Goodness. But you know, the one thing that, mine is going to be real short, but the one thing that now, being where I'm at compared to like when I was younger.
Yeah.
It was always about everybody else. I didn't really take the time because you was talking about investing in yourself, but I care way too much what people thought about me, their, like, how they viewed me. Now it's just like, I realize no matter whether you're doing good or bad, people are still going to think what they think about you. So now it's just like, I don't care what other people think about me. I'm going to focus on doing what I got to do, like me, dislike me, and I'm still going to sleep like a baby.
I was talking about that today. I think I kind of took a different route. I'm just still trying to find that same balance because I definitely started out not caring about anybody's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So then as I got older and I started caring about people's opinions, I didn't always know what to do with those opinions. And I think I overvalued those opinions. And so now that I've hit where I'm at now, I feel like I found a better balance of that of like, you know, you want to care about people's opinions, but at the same time, like, you still need to value your own opinion and, you know, just kind of balances out and have those in their own, you know, proper places. I feel like that was something, because I kind of started the other way, but I think we all trying to find balance for that.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that. I think younger, I did care about people's opinions until I found out really who I was, and then now I'm really... on if your opinion don't really line up or to where I'm trying to go, I don't need to value it. Like, I know where I'm trying to go with. If you give me some constructive criticism on that, hey, I know I can value what you're saying. You know where I'm trying to go. If you're just saying stuff to say stuff, hey, yeah. You're not, I appreciate it, but you not having the same outlook that I am, I know where I'm trying to go. So, you know, you said you have to give him, like, you know, with his grain with a grain of salt. So, yeah. Oh, thank you. I'm not listening to you.
That's why we got high blood pressure as a coach.
I mean, you know, I have survived that right now. Barely. My
blood pressure.
Through the grace of God.
Let the church say amen.
Amen. The belly haven't gave me no disease, no nothing.
There we
so
go.
I
got
to get it off before it catches me. Yeah. That's 30, 31, bro. I've been looking at my Facebook stuff. I've been trying to get skinny for a long time.
I've been trying to get big for a while.
21, people like the belly.
25, 30. 35.
Okay. So Joe got skinny and he wants to hate on everybody else because okay. He got skinny.
Jumping is a hater since he was bigger. When he got smaller, then he got smaller again. So that's just who he is.
Consistency is important.
But yeah. That's, you know, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it all up right now. So, I mean, 20 versus 30, we will continue the conversation on the page. I want to discuss 20 versus 30 relationships. So we're going to get that started. After we drop the podcast.
Tag me in.
And I will go ahead and tag you in.
Boom. All right, so we are talking about a lot of things. Yeah, video technology.
Yeah, I know. I keep
tagging for real.
Yeah.
All right, it's too late now.
Grab his old hand.
All right, keep
you. I did go like this.
Go ahead. It don't matter. We still working on the video thing. So we are going to drop a date that we're going to talk about today for the live event. We're going to talk about colorism. You've seen the little hashtag C3 2019, that the colorism chatted you. If you know us, C3. If you know it, gang signs and everything.
I mean, I got excited.
If you know us, you know we've been doing chatting you, but we'll have an open discussion over dinner, over drinks. It's something that we've known for, something that we always did. Mm-hmm. So we're going to.
We got food. He wasn't there.
We had a full thing, and even that catch, we had a full.
We had a full
buffet.
Yeah,
and drinks.
Y'all did it at a restaurant.
When we did it in Marietta, the very first chat and chew, we had food.
We came to the restaurant.
I'm still waiting on wings, bro.
Okay, cool. We have naysayers.
Yeah.
But we're going to drop a date. We're going to have a couple topics that we haven't talked about on the podcast that we've been hinting at and just playing around with, but the colorism is going to be the main topic. We're going to have some relationship topics, women shooting their shot, men shooting their shot, and, you know, a lot of different things. So that is coming up. It will happen. That's what I'm going to put on my plate. And the only thing that we're going to put on your plate
is hashtag #UPodNation.
You need merch.
On the shirt, please.
Merch.
Merch. I've been on it. I've been trying to contact her. She ain't been in touch with me. But yeah. I got somebody else in mind.
You say something like that, I'm gonna have to contact her. And then she gonna hit me up like, hey,
I can show you the emails. Cause I even CC'd you on it.
I got you. I got three people, two more
weeks. After that, you gotta iron on the back of the shirt yourself.
We ain't going out like that. Cause I'm on the track. But the head. Because I got to wear it on my durag. Right now.
Take it off right now. Come on now. Get up in the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Get up in the camera.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Get out of here, bro.
Well, let's see.
We in there.
Okay. We'll let you slide. My barber went on hiatus, so you know what I mean?
It's all good. But, so, that's to come. We will continue these conversations. Shout out to everybody who has been supporting us thus far.
Yes.
Everybody who's been active on the page. Keep up with the comments. Those who have been giving us topics to discuss, we appreciate you.
And this is
we're not leaving y'all out.
Justin Bass.
Yes, Justin Bass, thank you for this topic. All the other ones that we have gotten, we will continue to put on the list to go ahead and continue. And if you're not doing so, which a lot of y'all already are.
Yeah.
Go follow us.
Uh-huh.
On Facebook.
Instagram.
Twitter.
Your streaming
Twitter.
Site of choice.
Yes. We're on Google Play.
And guess what else we're on?
Apple Music.
Uh-huh.
And we're on SoundCloud.
And we are now on YouTube. Go check out our tape live video.
Another one.
Podcast. Yeah, on Voxer, but that's just for us, though.
We are going to come out with small videos.
Little clips. Little mini clips.
Just little clips. Gentlemen,
mini clips.
Let us know what y'all like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if y'all got any suggestions on the videos, we still trying to play around with that. So we haven't found our little niche yet. So if you have any suggestions, let us know. We're always open to ideas. But other than that, thank y'all for listening.
We out here.
We out.